Hello. Hello and welcome to another fine, wonderful, silly episode of Heyoka King Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Reiner. I host the show, the podcast. I'm the one that speaks. You're the one that listens to me speak, hopefully. Gain a little insight or maybe a little perspective, a little wisdom. Talk about things that people don't know about. Talk about things that people don't try to talk about. It's a strange life. It spins around in circles at times. Makes you wonder, what the fuck can I actually do? You spend a little time just getting lost inside of your eyes and your mind, circling around, wondering, was it worth anything without you? The purpose of the mistakes that we've been through and the lessons that we've learned is ultimately to just keep doing anything you can to stay relevant to the moment. Maybe the past didn't work out. You don't need to stick back to something and try to tolerate or try to acquire something that already tried to slip away once. So if you're really trying to have some fun and go outside, just imagine what kind of little mission you can go on. What kind of strange little activity you can involve yourself in a way. Maybe it sounds like an insult. Maybe it sounds like an accident. Maybe it's too problematic for me to even try to understand. But I know someday I'm gonna have to. Attempt. It's not like it's a secret that I've been lost, that it's all been gone and went. Magical candle that burns so bright and powerful. This magical candle is on a magical handle. I made this magical candle out of particles in my soul. It's a very powerful candle, made out of particles of my soul and also small amounts of herbs and drugs. Herbs and also drugs. Do you have a magical candle? So how the hell did you make a magical candle? I integrated my soul to drugs. The magical candle has the power to withstand a great audience. To the curricular figures of light and transmogrify. This isn't just any ordinary candle. It's actually magic. You have a magic candle filled with magic love, created by hanging out and having fun on drugs, hanging out with witches, hanging out today. They attempt to get better. My magic candle today. I have the ability to walk around with a brimming life. This magical device which also is uniquely powerful. A lot of people don't understand the story that took place so long ago. The Waking, the Walking Mountain. This device was created a long time ago by the process of magic and the process of sunlight. I was so lost in the dark abyss of nothingness that I thought to myself, how can I simulate a movable, aspect ratio of the sun in my hands when I traversed the abyss in search of my studies? A unique device, for it can also be moved around. It has a little secret story to it, that this device here not only is magical, but also has the ability to look at least a little bit interesting. They say, that's so strange, I never thought of it that way. And I said, no, it never does. We get lost. We get fucking lost. Lost trying to navigate the stress in our minds. You tell me what comes after this. I'm not quite certain anymore, friend. Swallowed by an inevitable nightmare. I knew this would happen at some point. They burn quite evenly. As you can see, the great mist of life penetrates the deepest parts of the soul that cannot manifest in itself because of its insecurities, its need for control, its need for order and balance. Because of this, the divine light hides itself further and further inside of a soul. Those that acquire the divine blessing have sought a terminal way of rejudicating their life essence. And for what? To feel empty, shriveled in the idea, the concept that there's more? I never wanted to accept that it was something of a nightmare. But then I saw equally unfold in front of me. This device was manipulated long ago with the idea, the aspect of a brimming flame. The sunlight poisoned us with the perspective of safety, of balance, of order. But what they don't know is that the sun itself is what harbored life for all things, both calm and gruesome. Boom.
Kingdom my ones didn't know. Until your ones fell. When my love and shine. Complicate the issues and I'll tell you how it ends right now. Because something really beautiful. Trimming inside out. Living in a nightmare, nightmare, nightmare. Way too much doubt. How are you so calm? Experience this issue. There's a pungent disorder. There's nothing that could be done about it. But if anything, I understood that even still, the pungent disorder dethroned only itself. The flame borrowed its peace from the prosperous mountain. Though the mountain spirit was engulfed, much like a fairy, an elemental fae, this same creature laughed at those that dwelled in their own creation and esteemed itself at something of a problem for those that wanted peace, because they could only seek peace biasly found inside the order of those that dethroned what peace stood for. Because of this, the great flame sunk deeper and deeper. It wasn't much of a flame at all, but more of the driving force of divinity that surrounded all living things. A white flame, if you will, of restorative progress. This energy could restore the vigor of those that had life drawn upon them. Those that had life drawn upon them simply had life drawn upon them for the instance that life could replicate itself for reasons of decay or damage. But this same flame would eventually fade, because it was the closest to being just an ember, but still a heatful gust of energy. We don't have much meaning anymore, did we? You may not know this, Ryder, but somewhere deep inside of that strange village that you call a home, there's someone that knows you. There's someone that remembers you. And inside of that memory lies the deepest question of all. Is it worth destroying everything that could be just for a small grasp of what was? You go back to a time that nothing existed, and you had to make it yourself. With that knowledge being stated, could you even do that? As the voice of the covetous knight traveled deeper into the darkness, he asked himself again and again, what truly makes a king? What truly separates those that attempt to find peace in their soul with that of which is great and joyous ongoing journeys for what? Who was I? And what was I attempting to do? Elder flowers have the ability for me to become strong as fuck. This energy here, a little lavender, gives me a calming haze. Matched finally with hibiscus. I combine these mighty herbs together and make myself a delightful concoction for healing my woes. You see, the wick designs for the soul candle that I created for myself is designed in a spiraling motion, so the wax just kind of constantly soaks into it. And in a way, it's a never-ending wick as long as more wax is introduced to its divine spiral of flame. This candle was designed when I was the deepest in my dark nights of the soul's days. I pressed on deeper and deeper to attempt the greatness of this blessed object, this divine object. It was circumstantial only by the driving force of my will to study and improve and empower myself. Because it's made with my little spiritual energy, its aura was actually just a casting and burning of my own. So the candle must never be destroyed, because if it is, it could have the utmost and dire circumstances for my living sanity and driving force of life. This candle right here is the major reason why I was able to charm my own peace when in a deranged mindset. But also, it was the one outside casting variable in my assets that allowed me to seek closer to beasthood while still being able to have a dietus to keep me attached, clinging to the world that we know. I've made heftier magical artifacts since this candle, but this one's one of my most prized possessions, not only because it has my soul in it, in a way, but also because it has a funky little handle, and you can walk around with it. So it makes me feel like an old school, sort of like specter. I'm some sort of night phantom that walks around with a candlestick light. It's the Bunka Wunka candle, and its flame burns deeper with the more, you know, heat that it can gather. Also, it's just a nice little centerpiece. The wax in it is a nice smell, because it's combined with a euphoric amount of drugs and scented candle waxes from sentimental candles that I've held on to in the waking days. Something about the nightmares that I allowed myself to connect to for the unique perspectives of what would come after never really settled with my energy, because I got distasteful with what I had of life. So my attempts of not only pursuing what I wanted were met, but they were met with a grisly level of beasthood that did not rightfully assume me in the best position of appearances. It's never good to look like a monster. It's never good to know that you appear as a monster. A monster only knows one thing in life, and that is how to destroy. You could say that my brain was designed to be analytical, but my soulful passions and pursuits in life were a lot less humbling. I wanted the knowledge. I wanted power from that knowledge. And most importantly, I wanted the perspective of knowing that I could have complete influence on the energy world around me. I was driven by a level of rage from life, you know, brought on from all the bogus things that could happen to me in such a small period of time. You see, most recently I had someone say, everyone has a story, but you know, a lot of people don't really get to live up to their story, because at the same age I was that these people's stories are being compared to, I was assaulting people in the streets for money and selling drugs to people that would ultimately get them either addicted or they'd die. So it's like I didn't have a soul back then. I was crawling through the darkness of haunted streets and cities that people said stay out of because they're dangerous. So I strictly went there only to be the danger that was in that city. So it really unnerved me when I had to hear someone tell me that recently, that we all have our stories, because my story is more like several anthologies of information, activities, and adventures that sprawled out of hell, where a lot of people's stories that I know, you know, stem from, they went to college, they drank a little, and then they dropped out because it was hard.
Getting deeper. Trying to help myself. This isn't just yip. This yip is so strong and potent, it has the ability to heal you. Exactly what I was looking for. Healing herbs. I got closer to nature because nature tolerated me. Nature enjoyed the fact that I liked to take garbage that I could find, and I would throw it in an actual waste bin whenever I had the opportunity to locate it in public and transpond of it rightfully in person. I'm not trying to toot my own horn as a person, but I must remind everyone that this podcast is about me. If I was to combine purple, red, yellow, and green flowers together to induce some sort of hyper hallucinogenic effect of calmness, meet me in my wake when I find greatness. Meet me in my wake when I find peace. You get that gold. You got the violet. You got the red. You got the green flowers. Because I'm trying to stay calm. Hang in there. You already know what I'm on. A little bit of happiness. Because I've tried to chill for so long.
It's kind of like combining, you know, different colored herbs with the needle. Is that they all have, you know, their own unique status effects. The purple one, the lavender, has a sort of soul time consonance effect, which draws a calmness to my energy and allows me to actually use less energy for motions. The red hibiscus adds me to a unique state of fervorous positioning, increasing my power output, if you will. The gold from the elderflowers unlocks a defensive property in their immune system, which allows me to break down energy molecules faster and convert them into physical vigor. And then the green from the cannabis just gets me high, but I like getting high because it makes me feel good. It was a strange world. Picking up the sword that I acquired by a dear friend, that had stopped communication with me, mainly for the thinking that I must not be good anymore. But I was never good to begin with. I've always been uttered between two realms of reality, complete insanity and complete hyperfixation of analytical property. I could examine things much like a bird of prey, but also I was rambunctious like a rabid ape. One side of the analytical, like, animal instinct had me become the perfect hunting, front-facing predator animal. But the other side, that contorted my energy deeper into the twisting beasthood, that was the thing that set me off the most. You know, it's a past principle that we try to understand ourselves from the perspective that we can understand. You'll only hear, you should respect other people's perspectives from someone that doesn't want you to have your own. Remember that. Not saying that we have enemies, but we have enemies to our thoughts and actions that try to allow us to sink deeper and deeper from what we are as a person. The control thought is easy. To manipulate an audience, even easier. And you put the idea that something is bad, and then it'll be bad to the public. But then you put the idea that something is better, and there you go. Now you have your unique pooling of energy. The great thing about this soul candle is that it brimmes with a unique, warm, pale light. This warm, pale light is unique because it can burst with an erraticism of strength, of uncontrollable chaos because of how it was made. It was one of my first accidental studies into what the chaos energy of dark matter entropy is. It collides with the same energy of a spiritual quantum star. It's almost like a blood star in its own way, but it can physically be observed, which makes it unique because it's tied to my physical energy. So I like it for that. This is this episode of Heyoka King Podcast. I hope you
come back for more interesting ambience and talk.